Wednesday, the opening of the fifth seal. The first four seals follow a special pattern, one rider after the other, four apocalyptic riders. Now this structure is broken. Something very different happens here. Chapter 6, verse 9 in the Revelation. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? How long? How long do you not judge? This is the second question in the book of Revelation. The first question was, who is worthy to loosen, to open the scroll, to loose the seals? But now, how long will it take till Jesus, the judge, is going to act in the last judgment? It's the cry of worthies. It's a symbol. They are dead. They do not live any longer. But their blood, which has been shed, cries up to heaven. How long does it still take, O Lord, till you judge in truth, in fairness? Now, it is told to them, white robes were given unto every one of them. We read in verse 11. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season. They are dead, they sleep, and they continue to rest. Until their fellow servants also and their present brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. It will take some more time, but in the meantime, it is given to them something very special. They get white robes. Huh, that's something, isn't it? So there is a pre-judgment, a judgment which is taking place before the return of our Lord. Because it must be clear when the angels come to get out the saints, who is on the list, who is in the book of life. So it is decided beforehand. When the angels come, everything is clear. There's a book of life, and those who are in there, they are taken out of the chaos which will take place on this planet. So it's a wonderful symbolism here. They already get white robes. They are dead. They are not there at the judgment, but their lives. They had shed their blood for Jesus. And because of that, they are martyrs. They have continued to be loyal to the Lord in heaven, although the Roman Catholic Church tried to kill them for 1,000 years. Exactly 1,260 years, from 538 to 1,798. This is an area which goes through these periods, nearly up to here. And the different colors we can see here are the dominions, the empires, the kingdoms, and they go to and fro, like the musical instrument, the accordion. Sometimes states grow, then they get smaller and bigger and smaller, and it goes on like this. But the continent is always the same. Only the colors of the states, they differ. In this period, the Roman Catholic Church killed millions of true Christians. Therefore, they cry, how long? How long does it take till you judge? Oh Lord.